It's time for Furry Friends Friday. It's all brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe here in the Benton Harbor Arts District. It's 98.3 The Coast, and we're so happy to be joined by Becky Cooper from Animal Aid of Southwest Michigan. And I got to say, Becky, I saw the pictures yesterday that you sent us, and oh my gosh, we're having a puppy party.
Yes, we are. Of 11. They're adorable, and we have a little trouble telling them apart.
Yeah, you sent us a few pictures of what you could get of some of these amazing puppies, and they are so adorable. We'll put them on our Facebook page and our Instagram for everyone to just look at and just be amazed at how cute they are. So you have 11 puppies. So tell me, how did you guys get these puppies? Where did they come from? And, you know, what breed are they that you can tell?
As far as we know, they're full-bred pit bulls. The father was a blue pit, and the mother's a brown pit. The mother we have. She was part of our crisis intervention work where someone lost their place of residence and had to move in with a relative, a very pregnant pit bull. So the idea is once they're able to stabilize, that hopefully they'll be able to reclaim her. And the puppies were surrendered to us, and we'll have her spayed and everything before she is returned to the owner, and she'll have to go through the normal process to make sure that she has a house that's suitable for Karma, the mom. So we have 11, so a week after, we took her in about a week and a half. We knew she was very pregnant, but we didn't quite expect 11 puppies. So Catherine, our dog coordinator, who you've met, has the puppies at her home, and she has children and cats and other dogs, so they're being very, very well socialized, and they're just 7 weeks old now, so they went for their first shots. We won't be putting them out for adoption until they're 10 weeks, till we're sure everything's going well with them, and so we're starting the application process now, so if you'd like to apply for them, they need to grab an application off our website or text us so that we can get them one.
Absolutely. Yeah, animalaidswmi.org for that website. And I know you're very active on your Facebook page. But, I mean, can someone get all 11 if they really wanted? I mean, I would love that.
Some of them are spoken for already. So I'm fortunately not dealing with that. You know, we try to let the foster, since they're emotionally invested, deal with a lot of the people that are applying for the cats or for the dogs and stuff. So right now Kat's handling all that. I've spoken to a few people, and it sounds like there's some wonderful people that are applying. One person's a vet tech. You know, you always love to see that because you know it'll get great veterinary services and stuff. So I don't think, I suppose we could do two and stuff, but I can't quite imagine, I don't know how Kat's dealing with 11 of them at her house right now, you know.
I'm sure she's having a great time, a puppy party every day. But if someone is interested, what's the cost for adoption for one of these puppies?
Dog adoptions are $125, and that comes with a certificate for $100 towards a spay-neuter. They should have all their shots by the time they're released here. So that's it. We basically end up asking for about half what we have into the animals we rescue. It is somewhat negotiable. So there is some leeway there. We have to get board approval to change, dollar amount for adoptions. But for the right people, and when we want to see these guys in great loving homes that are, familiar with the breed and understand that there are a few special needs and that you have to be really, a good alpha with a pit bull. So, but we're not seeing any aggression in the mom. We haven't met the dad. And she's a little small. She's only about 45 pounds. We've been told that dad's larger, so we have not sure how big these guys will get, but the mom's very good. She's very sweet and not aggressive. You know, she was able to transition into a new home when she was, with new puppies in a week and a half, and there haven't been any issues.
Well, this is really great. These puppies are absolutely adorable. Definitely get a hold of Animal Aid of Southwest Michigan to start the adoption process, because these are great dogs and would be great in your home. Also, speaking of great things that you guys are doing at Animal Aid, you also have, if someone is maybe adopting a cat, you have what I see is a special kitty home package. This sounds great.
We're, with the virus and all, we've been doing a lot of, we're not doing the in-home visits. We've just been extensively talking to people, and we've had a lot of people that were seniors that are a little more confined right now that have applied, and we've been able to match them with a cat, you know, that we think would suit for them. So, so they didn't feel like they had to go out right away and purchase things if they're moving a new pet in the household. We put together a package with the litter and the essential supplies, you know, for a while so that they, this wasn't a huge expense, you know. So, again, we're asking about, it's about $45 for the items in the package. So we're asking a $20 additional donation for that. And we've had three or four people take us up on the in-home visits and met some wonderful people. And so it's been going really well with that, and it kind of makes your heart warm when you're able to place a new kitty with somebody who's just lost a cat or is, you know, stuck home alone and really needs a companion at this point. It's a good time to get a new cat used to your residence and all.
Absolutely. And I know you guys are doing great things here with Animal Aid of Southwest Michigan. So if you're interested in any of these puppies or any animal with Animal Aid of Southwest Michigan, go to animalaidswmi.org. And then also your Facebook page. You're very active on the Facebook page and getting a hold of people that way. What's the Facebook page for Animal Aid?
We have a group site, so it's Animal Aid of Southwestern Michigan group site. It's a good place also when animal control runs their specials for shots or we know of other special promotions in the area. We post them on there. The page is kept open for anybody that actually joins the group to post, so that we post lost and founds and, you know, people that have kittens where we aren't able to help place, but, you know, somebody out there might be looking for just that particular cat. And other dogs and things, and people just ask advice, and so it's kind of a community forum, and we try to keep it that way and not have a lot of rules and stuff, but we have about 8 moderators that check the page, so usually somebody will flag me real quick if it's something I have to deal with, or we flag cat, so it's a fast way to get an answer to any questions, or if there's a problem that maybe we can help with.
Well, thank you, Becky, so much for everything that you do with Animal Aid of Southwest Michigan. And thank you so much for being a part of Furry Friends Friday today.
Thank you so much for having us. And I look forward to maybe coming back to the studio. We really, really wanted to bring 11 puppies and let them loose in your studio today. But I guess that wasn't possible.
I guess I'll just have to wait for another time when you have another puppy party. But thank you so much again, Becky.
Okay, thank you.
Furry Friends Friday, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe, helping our furry friends find homes. Located in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh.